Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which you can do on the site there. It's free. It comes by email every Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're now in our seventh year of the newsletter. And also we have our blog, which we'll send to you Monday through Friday, or you can just come and get it, along with all the other resources that we have on our website. And it's all there for you. It's all free, and it'll all help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Folks, if you know the iHeart New York campaign, you know what I mean? The I Love New York, but they use a little heart. It's I Heart New York. Those of you who, some of you love that, some of you think it's obnoxious. Well, whether you like it or you don't like it, the person who's responsible for that you can either hug or blame, is on the show right now. Catherine Caputa is a 20-year veteran of branding and advertising, started when she was only 8. She's currently the president of Self-Brand, a New York City-based brand strategy and business coaching company. She's worked for a number of ad firms and PR firms over the years, and she's the author of a brand new book that I'm very excited about that I think will benefit you if you'll pay attention to what she has to say. You Are a Brand by Catherine Caputa. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. I've always wanted to know who I needed to blame for iHeart New York, and now
well,
I know.
Let me just say one thing. It was a team of people,
So don't send all the mail just to you, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, I was just one of the players, you know. But, you know, the real credit goes to the creative team and, you know, Milton Glaser, who came up with the heart symbol, the iHeart New York, which, you know, everybody copied and you see all around the world now.
Yeah, absolutely. I Heart Broccoli or whatever now.
Yes, exactly.
congratulations, Catherine, on your book.
Thanks.
I'm very excited for you. It's this. You Are a Brand, folks. That's the letters U and the letter R, a brand, how smart people brand themselves for business success. Catherine, my audience knows, in fact, when they hear me talking about branding, they roll their eyes because they know they're going to get another heavy dose of this from me because they know how much I emphasize branding for small business. It's the key to their success in the 21st century, isn't it?
I think so. You know, the fact of the matter is today we have much more competition than ever before. There's more companies being formed. As you know, a lot of new businesses, you know, the largest percentage don't survive. So it's really important to, you know, use every edge you can to sort of stand out to succeed.
There's some new research out by the SBA's Office of Advocacy, Catherine. They used to report that 50% of businesses fail in the first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now the report is 50% in the first 4 years.
Wow.
Now, you and I both know that one of the big reasons for that is being undercapitalized.
Right.
But one of the ways you overcome being undercapitalized, which I have done, and which many people, I mean, all small businesses are undercapitalized. It's
right.
A question of what you do with the capital that you have. And one of the ways to overcome being undercapitalized is to build a strong brand.
Right, right. It's very important because I think, you know, a lot of small business owners, I've had a lot of clients that, you know, are launching new businesses, and a lot of them make the mistake of lack of focus, you know, rather than try to be a brand, which means you have a distinct identity, you know, from other people, what's different about your company, why it's relevant to the marketplace, and the value added you bring that other companies don't bring or other products don't bring. They try to be everything to everyone,
mm-hmm.
And when you try to be everything, you end up being nothing, so you can't be successful that
way. There's research that I know about, Catherine, for an industry which I won't identify because it's not really important. But that industry, the big companies, they all got together and they did some research, and they found that 60% of the people who walked out of any of their companies, any competitors of that industry's companies, the big companies, 60% of the people who walked out of any building did not know whose building they had been in.
Right, right.
Now that's a frightening thought that somebody would do business with you, and when you walked out of your building, you would not know that they had just been in Catherine Caputa or Jim Blasingame's building.
Very interesting, and I'm not surprised because, you know, there's a lot of research. You know, my career was in the advertising branding business, that after a commercial, people can't remember who did the commercial.
Exactly.
You know, so unless you have very strong branding and really interweave what your brand to the product and the whole message, people aren't going to remember it, or they're going to think it's a competitor if the competitor has a stronger brand.
Now,
that happens all the time.
Now, your book focuses, rather than focusing so much on say, a business's brand, although you use lots of examples like that, you spend a lot of time talking about self-branding, don't you?
Right, I do.
Talk to us about that.
Well,
if I'm a small business owner, why is self-branding important?
Well, I think you really need to use everything. And really, you know, a small business owner is the symbol of the brand. And I think that, you know, you get a two-for-one effect if you really think of yourself as a brand as well as your business as a brand. And you utilize everything. And, you know, a lot of small business owners that I've worked with that have developed a, you know, self-brand, something that's distinct about them, and they think of themselves as a brand, i.e., think of terms of, you know, visual identity for yourself, not only your business and your products that you're selling, think of verbal identity. Think of how you might maximize what's unique and special about you and build a network of people. People that do that find that it really helps their business. And also, you know, a big part of it is, you know, having a personal story about yourself and how you started the business. So it gives you a PR platform. And, you know, a lot of your clients will get a kick out of it, too, you know, when they, you know, build an emotional bond with you. So I think it's important to, you know, in this day and age when there's so much competition, even on a global basis because of technology, you know, businesses can be, you know, be anywhere in the world that you're competing with. So it's important to sort of utilize everything you can to sort of make yourself stand out so that people will remember you, have a reason for choosing you, and have an emotional connection with who you are.
One of the things that I think happens in small business, and that I'm trying to get folks to change, Catherine, is, and this is what it might sound like. Okay, I'm having a meeting with my folks today, and for an hour we're going to talk about branding.
Right.
Well, folks, that's branding as a means to an end. I think branding should be a way of life, meaning that you don't have a meeting to talk about branding. You live, eat, and sleep your brand. What do you think,
right,
Catherine?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, and I think that people shortchange it when they think it's one little thing. It's really everything you do. It's a mindset. You know, I talk in the book about, you know, the book is a how to think and how to book, you know. So I'm really trying to give people a different kind of mindset, a way of looking at themselves, looking at their business, and looking at the marketplace.
Catherine, hold on to that.
Everything you do.
Hold on to that thought. Catherine Caputa and I will be right back, folks. The book is called You Are a Brand. When we come back, Catherine's going to help us find our big idea. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Catherine Caputa. She is the author of You Are a Brand. That's the letters, You Are, if you're looking for the book on the stands. Beautiful.
Yeah, because it's in text messaging, so you have to go.
Yeah.
It's the letter U, the letter R, a brand.
Yeah, you're getting with it, aren't
you,
Catherine?
Trying to be different, Jim.
You're getting with it.
I'm getting with it.
It's a beautiful book, folks. Orange and blue colors on the front. And tell us where the book's available.
Well, the book is available online, so it's available at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, etc., Borders.com. But it's also it's coming out in bookstores in the month of April, so it may even be in your bookstore right now.
Probably is, folks, and go ahead and get yours ordered. Catherine, I want to read something from your book. Folks, I want you to listen to this, and then I want to get Catherine to comment on it. Branding for people is about finding your big idea, your unique selling proposition. You want to represent something special, a belief system that that sets you apart from others. Talk to us about this big idea, Catherine.
Well, you know, it's you know, I worked at, you know, two ad agencies, and the thing you do in advertising is you're looking for a big idea for your product, and you're looking for, you know, a USP, a unique selling proposition that will set your brand apart from others in the marketplace. And you try to write it like in one pithy, succinct sentence so that everyone will get it right away. And, you know, the feeling is if you can't write it in the back of a business card, you haven't really thought it through well.
Right.
And that's the selling idea that you give to the creative team that develops the print ads and the TV commercials and the radio commercials and the whole marketing campaign. And what you want to do, as whether it's for your business or for yourself, is come up with your big idea. What's different about you? What's special and unique? What sets you apart from others? What the value added you bring to your business or your product brings to the marketplace, and why that's important to people. And, you know, one thing you might think about when you're trying to develop your big idea is, you know, use analogy. You know, I'm a cross between this and that. You know,
when I started my consulting business back in 89, my tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent.
Great. It's a little pin that people can remember, mm-hmm. and Jim, then they get it. They get what
you
are.
And also, that's the line that they used when they referred me to other people.
Yes, yes.
It was not only was it intuitive for them, but it was intuitive enough for them to use it to tell other people. When someone said, well, what would he do? And they say, well, he's a vice president you can rent.
Yes. So it was like a soundbite. You know, it's, you know, a tagline for, you know, a TV commercial. That's why they come up with them, because it gives people something to grab onto that's memorable. You know, in the business we call it, it's sticky. You know, it sticks mm-hmm. in the mind, so people can say, this is what Jim is, and they'll remember it, and it sells. It helps sell you, you know.
You talk about in your book, you also talk about how to leverage this brand power. Talk to us about that.
Well, there's a lot of ways, you know, to leverage, you know, your brand power. And the thing I want to emphasize in the book is that branding isn't just, you know, with the product, you know, the name of the product or the way that the packaging looks or a TV commercial. It's really everything you do, and it's the same for people. Your branding is everything you do, from how you package yourself to how you speak to your voice to the strategy you develop for your career, you know, and, you know, developing a marketing plan, you know, to execute that strategy. It's really a mindset.
There's a graphic here that is really great, folks. It's on page 4, and this graphic is worth the price of the book, as far as I'm concerned. I love the way you've got this side by side example. I think this is very instructive, Catherine. What she's done is she's got two columns. On the left side are what are brands, and the other side are what are products. And I'll give you an example of a couple of these. A brand is bought. A product has to be sold. A brand creates emotional bond. A product creates no attachment. And on. Catherine, this is really brilliant, the way you put these side by side. And I think that if every small business owner could read this little graphic that you have here and understand it, I think there'd be a lot more successes out there.
Yeah, it's interesting you picked up on that, Jim, because, you know, it took me some time to do this, you know, because it's funny. No one has, like, really outlined, you know, line by line, well, what's really right. different about a brand from a product?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think about that? You know, and this really shows you, you know, why brands endure, because they always stay relevant, you know.
Let me stick one thing in here before we run out of time, because this is the reason why small business owners need to focus on brands. And you're exactly right about this. Catherine, folks, listen to this. A brand has premium price. A product has low price. A brand is unique. A product is a commodity. Folks, don't focus on commodities. Don't focus on products. Focus on your brand, and you'll have something unique, and you'll have premium prices. And Catherine, as you and I both know, where there are premium prices, there are premium profit margins.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, you know, what I want people to do is to think, you know, big picture, and to also think, you know, let's take my company seriously. Let's have goals for it. And think about your business in a creative fashion as well as a strategic fashion. And really have the courage to differentiate yourself in a competitive marketplace.
Your own website, Catherine, you have one?
Yes, I do. It's selfbrand.com. SELFBRAND.com.
Can they find out more about the book there?
Yeah, the book is also, I also have a website for the book. It's www.ubrand.com.
Ubrand.com. Also, wherever books are sold, the author is Catherine Caputa, and that's with a K on the last name. Thanks, Catherine. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.